Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Prusbul, and we're going to discuss the actual language and the procedure of Prusbul. There is one point we also need to explain. Are there any limitations on the loiva, what type of loiva that is, whether we can write a Prusbul? How do we do that? So the process of Prusbul requires a person to come to Besdin and give over his chavis to the Besdin. He does this by making a declaration from the Besdin. He can come on his own behalf. He can come on the behalf of his wife. If the wife can make a mishleach to do that, he could come representing a business. He could, and we also ask him that he could be a shliach for somebody else. So if one individual cannot make it to Besdin, he can ask somebody else to be his shliach to go to Besdin and do the process of Prusbul. When the person comes to Besdin, the person declares that all of the chavis that I have, all of the debts that I have, I'm giving over to the Besdin, and therefore that will allow me to collect the debts as I see fit whenever I want to see to collect them. That's the basic language of the Prusbul. The Besdin is seated. Besdin has to be seated when they hear this, and the Besdin will take the language that he said it, and they will document it, and they will write that so we were sitting as a unit of Besdin, and so came in front of us, and they write the person's name. And he said the following phrase, and we'll write what he said. And therefore, we've given him the authority to collect the chavis in the proper time. And they sign on the bottom their names with the appellation that they are dayanim, they are judges. So sometimes you hear a ksuba being read, it says the name of the person that says the word aid, witness. So over here, they're going to say so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Dayan, judge. So they're signing as judges on the document. The composition of the Besdin for Ashkenazim, it could be any individuals who have a basic understanding of the concept of Prusbul. They can be Dayanim for that purpose. Sephardim have a little higher requirement for who's going to be in the Besdin. But for Ashkenazim, that's acceptable. The language that is said, the person says it, and it has to be the language he understands what he's saying. So either he says it in the language given because he understands it, or he should say it in English, and the yonim can sign it as they see fit, whether they want to sign it in English or in Hebrew. That's up to them. The yonim. This can be done even at nighttime, even though Besdin normally can't be convened at nighttime. This can be done at nighttime. The individuals of the members of the Besdin preferably should not be related to the Malbor, to the Loiva. In regards to whether they can relate it to themselves, or do you have a father and son sitting in the Besdin? That's an interesting question. There's one to rely on that would work. Probably a person should avoid that. There's another option that, besides coming to the Besdin, is that a person can write the language that is supposed to be said. He can write it on a piece of paper and sign on the bottom that he's doing this and send it to the Besdin, b'ksav. And the Besdin will take that ksav and generate a prusbul document based on what he wrote to them. Alternatively, he could go in front of two edim and say that he's giving over the chavis to the Besdin, and he should indicate which Besdin he's giving it to or which names of people he's giving it to. So he tell the edim that I'm giving over to the Besdin of Rabbi so and so and Rabbi so and so and Rabbi so and so, and probably should say their full names, the name of the father's name, that I'm giving over my chavis to them, and that will then allow me to collect my chavis whenever I see fit. So he does that in front of the witnesses. The witnesses can then document that and bring that to the Besdin as well. So we have different options of how to do this. This does allow for the possibility of a person calling into Besdin and saying this. The Besdin knows that they're getting the message from him directly. It's not a fake phone call. Some place can even read it aloud doing this online, doing this process through the computer. Various ways to bring the message to Besdin, and Besdin will then write up the language of the has to be the language. which would allow him to have a principle. The next step we need to clarify is what are the definitions of the loiva. Best thing we do that in the next year, and we do plan to include a language of the principal language in Hebrew and English together with the shir on Friday, so people can print that out and use that when they do the principal on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The principal can be done earlier than that. The person wants to do it before that, that's also fine. It has to be done, completed before the end.